WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of procrastination busting inspiration. Let's face it, we all get stuck sometimes. That looming deadline, that mountain of laundry, that book you promised yourself you'd read, they can feel like insurmountable hurdles. And when that happens, our inner critic takes over, whispering those nasty little doubts and making us feel like a total failure. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon against procrastination and burnout? A superpower that could change your relationship with tasks, deadlines, and even yourself. Today, we are diving into the powerful practice of self-compassion. It's not about being soft on ourselves or making excuses. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Ever notice how you're way more forgiving of your bestie when they mess up compared to yourself? Self-compassion is all about bringing that same level of warmth and acceptance to our own imperfections and struggles. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How does self-compassion actually help us kick procrastination to the curb? Well, here are 5 game-changing takeaways. 1. Reduces anxiety. When we beat ourselves up over perceived shortcomings, anxiety skyrockets. It's like adding fuel to the procrastination fire. Self-compassion allows us to acknowledge our feelings without judgment, easing that mental pressure and creating space for calmer, more focused action. Think of it as replacing harsh self-criticism with a soothing internal voice that says, "It's okay, I'm learning, I'll try again." 2. Boost motivation. Self-compassion isn't about making excuses, it's about understanding our limitations and working with them, not against them. When we treat ourselves with kindness, we are more likely to be motivated to take action, even if it feels daunting. Remember, progress over perfection. 3. Promotes mindfulness. Procrastination often stems from getting caught up in worries about the future or dwelling on past mistakes. Self-compassion encourages us to stay present and focus on what we can control right now. It's like taking a deep breath and saying, "I'm here, I'm capable, and I choose to focus on this task." 4. Increases resilience. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes we stumble. Self-compassion helps us bounce back from setbacks with grace and resilience. Instead of viewing failures as personal attacks, we see them as opportunities for growth and learning. It's like having a built-in support system that reminds you you are stronger than you think, and this doesn't define you. 5. Foster self-acceptance. This is the big one. Self-compassion means embracing all parts of ourselves, the good, the bad, and the messy. When we accept our imperfections, we release the pressure to be perfect and allow ourselves to simply be human. Let's take a real-world example. Picture this. You have a big presentation coming up, but your mind is racing with anxiety. You feel overwhelmed, tempted to procrastinate, and maybe even starting to dread the whole thing. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion. Instead of berating yourself for feeling anxious, you acknowledge those feelings, saying something like, "It's okay to feel nervous, this is a big deal." Then you shift your focus to what you can control. Preparing thoroughly, practicing your delivery, and visualizing success. See the difference? Self-compassion doesn't magically erase anxiety or make procrastination disappear. It equips you with the mindset and tools to navigate those challenges more effectively. So, how are you going to incorporate self-compassion into your daily life? Start small. Be kind to yourself when you make mistakes, celebrate your accomplishments no matter how small, and practice mindfulness throughout your day. Remember, you're human and it's okay to not be perfect. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. You deserve it. And remember, if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There are amazing resources available: therapists, counselors, support groups, and people who genuinely want to help you thrive. Keep moving forward, keep being kind to yourself, and let's conquer procrastination together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.